The Meat Improv!
Hello and welcome to The Meat Improv with me, Josh Simpson.
And me, Jake Jabor.
The Meat is the improv and storytelling podcast. We bring on comedian guests to tell true, meaty stories from their lives. And then what do we do with those, Jake?
We use those scenes for long-form improv comedy.
We use those stories.
Stories.
For long-form improv comedy scenes.
Yeah.
It's okay. That's how it works. Stories and then some scenes. We got a couple little things. We have a t-shirt store on TeePublic /the-meat-improv. So go check that out and get a $15 shirt that says The Meat on it. Also, if you have any suggestions for merchandise or things, please light us up on Twitter or Instagram or knock on Jake's door.
Please, I could use the company.
Whatever you would like to do. And we also have a Patreon where we usually do an extra episode every week about improv teaching and theory and everything that we're talking about and doing. So that's at patreon.com/meetimprov. Great. That's all the business. Now it's all fun from here on out. Hopefully.
Yeah.
I have a feeling it's going to be.
I'm looking forward to it.
Today we have our first improv team since we've been recording on Zoom. So buckle up for this. It's Biddy Schramm, everybody. I'm going to introduce Anisha Jagannathan, Katie Bro, Katie Barsodi, and Maddie Dunkelberg.
You got one out of four.
What did I do?
You said Katie Bro instead of Cecily.
I did?
I'm thrilled to be Katie Bro, though. This is who I am now. Quarantine.
I thought I was married.
Anisha Jagannathan, Cecily Bro, Katie Barsodi, and I did get Maddie Dunkelberg right.
Nailed it. Knocked that
Well, now you just got it wrong. Yeah. You added an er. Although, in your defense, that was our ancestral name. They took off the extra er when they came to America because they thought it sounded too ethnic.
Yeah, Dunkelberg was just right.
I don't know where they were like, they went from Dunkelberger to Dunkelberg. They could have just done like Smith or something.
Uncle Burger. Yeah, the ER isn't really the tough part. we'll be going by first names from here on out, yeah. So I won't be screwing that up. Thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for having us. We're pumped to be here. The Biddies are here. We're excited to sing and dance, because that's what this is, right?
Yeah, okay. Might as well.
Cool.
have you performed at all since life has shut down?
No.
Nope.
Bravely, no, we have not. Our team has not performed. We've just reminisced on past shows. I've done some Instagram live shows, which have been fine.
Really good.
Really good. Thank you, Anisha. But that's it. So this is lovely.
It is kind of hard. It's kind of hard to wrangle the troops. Like, luckily, like, we do it for The Meat every week and it's already audio only. So it's not, we're not really doing the transition from the stage to the Zoom. Mm-hmm. So I think that's been a little easier, but it is weird. What have you all been doing to fill your time that maybe would formerly have gone to improv? Anything?
I have been baking more than a person should, given both the temperature and how much anyone should have baked goods in the house. But I feel like everyone's doing that. The other tragedy is that my roommate is gluten intolerant, and so I just have to drive around LA giving away cookies because I just can't.
We benefited from your baking.
Yeah, sounds like a win for the community.
I'm actually like a real pillar in the community during COVID. So yes, thank you for pointing that out.
The cookie queen.
Queen. Anisha, you've been doing some live readings of your novel?
Yeah. So my novel just came out, Autobiography. Oh, cool. Yeah.
Hey, did you write Midnight Sun?
Whoa.
She wrote a novel autobiography.
Yeah, a novel autobiography.
A novel autobiography. I did not write Midnight Sun. A lot of people mistake me for the Twilight author, but yeah. No, I've been reading a lot of, no, I didn't write a novel. God, no one can tell based my sarcasm based on the author.
Such a good actress, Nisha. Sorry, not sorry. Hire her. Okay.
Okay, AnishaJag.com. But I've just been really not doing the best, most like productive work. I've just been cleaning my room over and over again. It's a bit depressing what I've been doing. So.
Thank you for asking.
Thanks for asking.
No one's been crushing it in terms of like whenever I ask, it's not like anyone really shocked me with something awesome.
I'm surrounded by people who are crushing it. They'll just get up at 7 a.m., go on a freaking jog, then write like their 10 pages and then cook a meal.
It's anxiety. That's anxiety.
Yeah, I wake up at 6 to run, but I feel like that is actually a cry for help, and I'm actually asking you all now to help me and stop it from happening.
I can't believe we let that happen.
Oh, help, man. Please.
Yeah. I would say that Moonbeam is thriving, wouldn't you say, Cecily?
I would say Moonbeam is really doing well during this time. Moonbeam is my giant dog who I adopted last year, and now he is just thriving. He's a little gargoyle. He's rolling around in grass, and those were the highlights of my day.
Tell me about the tub.
What?
My favorite thing is his obsession with the tub.
Oh, yeah.
But that's not the word I heard.
I thought you were talking about... Well, my dog has a huge penis.
Okay. We just have to get that on the air.
Yes, it's funny.
Gotta get that on the air. I was like, actually, he doesn't pay attention to it, like, at all, which, honestly, that, like, is pretty cool of him.
He never talks about it.
Okay,
Anisha.
You don't need to talk about his lipstick, okay? It is what it is. Horrifying. But other than that, he's great. He just jumps in the bathtub. I moved into his studio right at the beginning of all of this, which was what a journey. But the highlight was that my dog would just like be in the bathtub and look up at me and be like, hello. And he was a little...
How do I ask this? Since you haven't been seeing each other in person, how does everybody... Does this mean that you showed your dog's penis on Zoom or pictures of it to the team?
We've known him for some time.
I have shown my dog's penis.
Maddie started this whole other thing where she's funny on the internet showing her face.
Yeah, my dog Ray has an OnlyFans.
Ray is a Chihuahua mix who has alopecia and doesn't like to move.
I think, but that wouldn't be very good for, I guess, an audio medium.
I have been familiar with Cecily's dog's penis for about a year now. And I actually am fascinated by it.
Fascinated.
I feel like the minute I met Moonbeam, I said to you, can we talk about, and you said his giant penis. It's like remarkable. Like you have remark on it.
You must. I mean, it is, and I'm comfortable talking about it for him, you know?
That's just good.
You know. It's
somebody's got to be the voice of the dog's penis.
Someone's got to.
The voice of the voiceless.
Like a rap.
So you're all staying pretty busy, huh?
Pretty busy, yeah. Matthew, you've been going out dancing.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Wait, really?
No.
I did do a lot of dancing when I was staying with my parents because I needed attention, but I didn't get very much of it because my parents got a puppy, so I was jealous.
The puppy was taking all your parents' attention?
Yeah, and I was doing some very good moves. I really wanted to go viral because my dad was Zooming all the time for work. I kept having to go in the kitchen. I was like, I'm going to be like one of those babies.
What, babies?
Yeah, no, like, yeah. Like in the back of a Zoom.
Where people are having Zoom meetings and then like their cute kids come in and they're like, dad! Like, those have all gone like YouTube famous. But Maddie, as like a grown daughter, adult yeah. woman, I don't know if it would have worked as well.
Just come in a diaper. And
that might have.
That actually probably would have worked.
There's dad. Probably an OnlyFans for that.
There absolutely is.
I actually recently, well, this doesn't count as a story, and feel free to edit all of this out, but I okay. was scammed recently by this man online. He said he was going to pay me $2,000 a week. And wow. obviously, scam. We're all like, yep, that's a scam. But he kept calling me, like, honey and, like, really endearing names. And I just felt, like, really willing to, like, give him a chance. So he was like, okay, just cash at me $10 for my officer. My officer in charge needs to wire me the money to give to you. And I was like, that sounds reasonable. 10 should be fine.
Officer in charge?
Yeah. Maybe he's part of an army. I'm not one to judge or question. And then I Venmo 10. And he's like, sweetie, the money didn't go through. 10 more. And that's when I said, you're lying to me. And then he DM'd all my other friends.
He did.
And asked them to do the same thing. And they're like, you broke my friend's heart. Why would I do that? And
but what was he going to give you money for?
Just being myself, like he didn't need anything in return. That's why I was okay with it.
I see why that didn't raise any red flags for you.
I mean, it's kind of a, like, usually they're like, okay, just send me your feed. And you're like, I don't want to get into that. But he was truly like,
usually? Wait, how often does this happen to you, Anisha?
I mean, don't you get the DMs where they're like, hey, I want to pay you money. Just, you know, show me something.
No one's ever been like, I'll pay you to be like a sugar baby, if that's what you're asking. People have been like, you pay me. That's
only what happens on Ray's OnlyFans, but not in my DMs.
I really felt bad about those $10 because I knew the whole time I was getting scammed, and I still.
Well, the heart wants what it wants. Okay.
That's a really low effort scam. So I'll give you money, but first you give me money.
But I
that's the whole thing.
I think it's like the audacity to put that little effort. I was like, maybe he's actually telling me.
So I've got to give him the money, baby. I got it.
But, you know, who would be laughing if she did get money back, I guess.
True. If you,
who would?
You owed that $2,000. So
I guess it's a $10 gamble. Just a kid.
It's not worth it.
Sound like
it's not worth it. And I hated everything.
That's kind
of how y'all
what...
feel about.
Go ahead, Josh.
I was gonna ask how everyone. I always like look on in jealousy when like I have a friend of a friend who's able to like take pictures of her feet, and then like dudes pay her thousands of dollars, and I'm blown away by that. I would absolutely do that.
Oh yeah,
I do that for well, Cecily, bro. Excuse You're on WikiFeet.
Okay. You are? I wasn't
going to. Yeah, one time I was trying to look up Cecily's IMDb and I typed in Cecily Bro and the autofill filled in Cecily Bro Feet. And I was like, oh my God, Cecily made it. And I didn't tell you for a while because I was worried you'd be freaked out. But.
Oh, I found out.
Then you found out.
I found out. I was like, oh. That's the first thing that pops up? Good. And then I was like, and I post pictures of my feet. And then I was like, oops, I've posted more pictures of my feet than I realized. One with like a googly eye on my toe. Being like, ha-ha. How? Of course I should have known.
How did they find?
They're just on her Instagram.
They're on my Instagram. I tweeted a picture once.
That's incredible.
It was so cool to know I've made it. You know what I mean?
Well, we have no listeners now. They're all looking at the... They've all left listening to go look at feet pics.
And like, I'll be 100. Like, they're not even good feet. Like, they are flat. Planters' feet. They are larger. They are long. They picture
me. We're losing listeners by the second. Stop talking.
They're teeny tiny with an arch for days.
This is the feet arch. Improv.
Feet.
I will say this. I'm not a foot guy.
No way.
I have encountered foot, like dudes that like feet, fucking love feet. Like they will, I mean, you probably know more than I would, but every time I've encountered more than one occasion where it's just like, shut up about it. Or like,
no
or
way. Like, people go on about it?
Yeah, wait, like you're like getting a beer with the guys.
No, not like that. Not like that. I mean, I've had it happen when someone introduces themselves in an improv class, like, oh, like say like something you love, something you don't, something, you know, the pet peeve obsession rant thing.
Yeah.
One guy was like, I like feet.
Oh, no.
And like, you don't need to share that. But I mean like WikiFeet is like tons of my friends are on there and it's like, seems like it's like a weird thing. Cause it's not like, I don't think of feet as a sexual thing, but the people that do,
you're just not using them right.
Yeah, I guess yeah. Not. I guess I'm not.
I really don't understand it. I want to like look up the socioeconomic consequences.
Nisha, if someone said they would pay you $2,000 for a picture of your feet, would you do it?
I mean, if I was at least going to get 2000, of course. I haven't been offered that opportunity yet. But as you can see, I would take the chance.
I would. Some people like pay for you to like get your feet like taken care of, like painted and done, like back in the old days. So your hand would be done, and, like looking good. And, you know, I would do it. No question.
Like that.
Yeah, no question.
I would too. We're all open for business here on the feet improv.
The feet improv.
We'd probably get so many more listeners. We just feet improv.
Not too late.
Anyway, I think all I was going to say is I think people are like there's an instance where like Quentin Tarantino was on a talk show and they like made him judge feet, and I don't think any other fetish you could do that with.
No.
You know what I mean? People, it's like you're willing to talk about it because it's not as.
It's not an actual.
Overtly sexy, and it's not like, well, you know?
I feel like it's, okay. It's because, for anyone else, I don't see it as sexual. So I'm like, I guess it's fine. Like, feet on TV, I don't really care. But if you're really into it, yeah, I guess it's like, thrilling. Cool. So it's like the perfect balance.
Yeah.
And that's
well, more power to him.
Why aren't there like arm websites? Arms are I like arms.
There's like hands and elbow stuff.
Improv!
Knock, 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 knock.
Sorry, knock. Come on in.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, Katie. Good to see you. Listen, I would exchange pleasantries, but I want to get right to the point. did you put Muffin's dick on Dog Wikipedia?
Wow. Sorry. You're coming out with me with like a lot of energy right now. And if we could just take it down and like take a deep breath.
Okay.
Hey,
well,
hey, it's me, your beautiful partner. What's going on? What is there like a male energy coming your way?
Cecily, Josh came to the door and he skipped right past all the pleasantries. And he had something to say, but I sort of wasn't able to process it.
Something to say.
What do you have to say to my beautiful wife?
Well, last week I came over here for a barbecue. You said, bring the dogs. 2 days ago, I go and I Google Muffin Simpson, as I do every day, to see what kind of results come up for my dog. And he shows up first result, Dog Dickipedia, Muffin Simpson. And there's a lot of pictures of my dog's dick, and it looks a lot like your backyard in the pictures.
First of all, I just want to say it's not sexual. I want to get that. I don't know that was me that posted those photos, but I just want to say it's not sexual for me. For some people it is, but for me it is not sexual.
Well, I would hope not, but it is his dick. Okay. It's my dog's dick.
Josh, if you could stop crying while talking to us, that would
it's
be
upsetting.
Yeah.
I just, for one thing, you never asked me to hang out before
Josh,
I got a dog.
Josh, calm down. I told you to talk to me and we would go over together not to just walk up to the neighbor's door. And did you skip pleasantries?
Daddy, he skipped right past the pleasantries.
I didn't.
Oh gosh! Listen.
How do you do? How do you do?
Okay, I'm actually doing okay. Thank you for asking.
Yeah.
And, who put my dog's dick on the internet?
Josh, he can't see it. He doesn't recognize that it's on the internet.
Yeah, if your dog doesn't know that its dick is on the internet, then I think there's no problem.
And again,
here,
it's not sexual for me. If it's sexual for you, that's sort of like your own thing that you have to work through. Maybe that's why you're crying.
It is. It's not sexual for me.
It's
not sexual for me. It's weird.
You're sobbing on our front porch. I mean, get it together. Get it together.
I'm sorry, guys.
Mama. Both my mamas.
How do you do? How do you do?
Finally giving my daughter pleasantries.
Finally, the pleasantries. Our daughter. Yes, Anisha.
Mama.
Yes?
I have something to confess. I heard what was going on here. I heard all of you guys talking. I'm the one that posted Muffin's dick on the Dickopedia.
Okay.
Oh, honey. Okay. Honey, that is completely normal and okay to do.
No, it's not. It is not.
You're growing. Things are going to come up. I'm so glad you felt safe to tell us that, Anisha. Thank you.
Thank you, Mama. And I found it very sexual.
Thank you for telling Josh and Maddie that. I really appreciate your honesty.
Thank you.
Gosh, Maddie, you should feel very honored that she felt safe enough to say that in front of you.
Sorry, I'm starting to get the same level of frazzled as Josh.
And she's sobbing again. Maddie and Josh, stop sobbing. And just
when these kids.
Our daughter is having a sexual awakening, and I think it's beautiful.
No. Mommy says that. Well, Mommy says that as soon as I get my sexual awakening, I'll be able to get as many candies.
Okay, now, and that wasn't this mommy. That was Cecily, mommy, not Katie, mommy.
That was not Cecily, mommy. I think that was dream mommy. You dreamt that, mommy. Okay?
I don't want to. I'm not coming to any more of your barbecues dicks. Okay, I'm not bringing my dogs. I'm not bringing my cats. I don't even feel safe using your restroom. Okay, if we're going to Wikipedia all the dicks that walk
into my household. Am I hearing some aggressive male energy? Third mommy here.
Mommy Jane.
Mommy. Mommy.
We should actually.
What's going on here?
Your perverted daughter's logging my dog's dick and putting it on the internet. Okay?
Pervert's a bad word in this house.
It is a bad word. Here's a little candy.
Okay, you know what? Actually, things are kind of connecting now. It's the third mommy, and we always forget.
What are you trying to do? You're trying to hide your dog's big dick energy? Is that what's going on? My daughter tapped into Muffin's big dick dog energy and put it on the internet. And for that, she gets candy. And you should get some candy, too, for raising a dog.
I didn't raise it.
One more piece of candy.
I think one more piece of candy and everything would be a lot better. One more piece. Stop all the crying. Bring on the candy.
I've seen you in the dog park. You got a little headband around that dog's penis, hiding its penis, not letting it have its sexual awakening.
I'm sick of everyone commenting on it. Now get your Fun Dip sticks out my mouth.
Come on. This one's Blue Raz.
And here's another one. Yeah, come on. Open up. We're all family here, okay?
Just Blue Raz.
We cut to a week later. Hey, knock, 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 knock.
Hello.
Did you guys put my mouth on Fun Stickopedia?
Well, we'll have to ask my sweet daughter that. Anisha.
Yes.
I don't want to do all this. I'm sorry for skipping the pleasantries, but there's tons of photos of my open mouth with powdered candy coming
out. Anisha, is that Josh again? First did Google he say pleasantries?
He did.
How do you do? How do you do?
Thank you.
I'm just waiting for Maddie to
Mommy,
I'll be down in a second. I'm in the bath.
Mommy Jake said that if I put the fundit mouth in fundipedia, that he'd give me a Snickers, and she never gives me Snickers. Ever.
Jesus Christ, I'll give you whatever candy you want to stop putting stuff on the internet.
Why you don't
picture of you?
Why you don't like your body on the internet?
Yeah, your body is beautiful. We've taught that in our household. All bodies
every hole
are beautiful.
It's
every hole
with or without fun dip is beautiful. It's just more beautiful with fun dip.
It's beautiful.
For sure.
Yes.
And that's what it says on the meme you made out of it. But it doesn't help me when that's the first one that comes up when I'm trying to apply for a new job.
We didn't know that we didn't know it was a meme. We thought we were captioning it. We just thought we were just labeling it, but it is.
It's a meme now.
Oh. Oh.
My first word was butthole.
Okay, and that was another Mommy Jake.
I hear sexual awakening.
She's wide awake, she's Mommy awake. Jake. Okay.
I huck a Snickers bar down the stairs.
Oh, God, you hit Josh, Jake. He's already so mad at us.
It went straight into my butt crack. You think I appreciate something like that?
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hi, welcome back to the Meat Improv. It's time to get to the meat part of the podcast. This is where all of our guests are going to share a true meaty story they experienced together for this first one. So I guess I cede the floor to everyone.
All of us biddies together. Well, the biddies are a big fan of Brené Brown, daring greatly, vulnerability, being open. So we thought it would be a good activity before a show just to dare greatly and share poop stories.
Can I?
That
was it before the meet?
Or during
the
show?
No. Was it before Jake and Josh's show at UCB?
Yes, it was.
Oh my God,
I think it was. I'm just remembering now. We were just hanging out in the green room.
We were. And we dared so greatly.
Wait, what show? I don't even remember what you're talking about.
It was, or was it Cage Match?
I don't remember now.
Oh. Does it matter?
I don't remember. We were in the green room. We were in the green room and we just were like, here goes nothing. And turns out every single biddy had something to contribute.
Okay, so I don't remember how it came up, but we realized we all have a story of ourselves shitting our pants, and we started to tell each other the stories, and like we're truly crying laughing, and then had to go on stage immediately after and like try to improvise. And so I mean, if you'd like, we can all tell our pants shitting story.
Really quick, just like a brief
headline.
A headline.
I don't know what a headline is, but yes.
You know what's funny? I wonder if anyone listening knows this, but when I do my 101 class show, I literally use an example of like, okay, because the format of that is monologue scenes. And you literally do an example of like, okay, so one time in a class show, so one person shared a story about pooping their pants, and then they did a bunch of things about pooping their pants. And then the next monologue was about pooping your pants. Like, but let's do it.
No, we did what not to do.
It's usually...
We're happy to do never that again.
I think it's funny. I just know that if any of my students are listening, they'll be like, you did a poop your pants story.
You gotta learn the rules to break them, you know?
We all have a snake story. So it's your call, snake story or poop your pants story.
I think we gotta do poop your pants first. Let's do that.
Yeah. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I mean, the real story is how much we loved each other and bonded because we just cried laughing and could barely perform after telling the story.
The real story is about female flaws, the fact that humans have imperfections, vulnerability.
vulnerability, you
know, all radical honesty.
Radical honesty. I imagine it being like radical honesty, like as the Titanic is going down, you know, like, and you're just like going to share a quick little story. And
then someone needs to know this. And then,
and someone should know.
I'll start with mine just to
get the ball rolling.
So I was at a person's house who is very neat and has all their house very organized. And I have this fear of pooping in someone's house that is very neat and that they are very organized. And you can tell they want their house to smell good. They want it to be clean. So I have a huge fear of pooping in people's houses like that. So I had a bad one coming, right? It was bad.
Bad one coming.
And I knew it was like not going to go well. So I was at this person's house. I was hanging out. Time kept going and I was like, okay, well, I should get going before this gets worse.
Good shit going.
So, I get going, I'm driving my friend home. Then I start getting pale. I can't breathe. And my friend's like, what's going on? And I say, I very much have to shit my pants. I've never felt this in my life before. And my friend was laughing and I was like, this is not a fucking joke. Don't laugh. So then, long story short, I start sprinting up the stairs, trip, shit my pants there, because obviously when you, when you trip, I mean, you lose. So then, little squirt out. Then I keep running, barge into the door. My other roommate's there. It's like, hey, what's up? I look her in her eyes with the deadest glare I can possibly imagine. And I say, not now. And then I go to my bathroom and clean up the mess that it happened. It was horrible. I tried to make it as short as possible. But
this podcast is just going to be an hour of poop stories.
Mine's quick. I was backpacking and I'm like a very regular person. It's like on the dot every day, but I didn't want to poop in the woods. I was like 16 and I was like, I can't do it. And it was like, we were hiking back to our cars. It was like after like, you know, 3 days and 30 miles of hiking back to our cars. I was a mile away from the parking lot where there was a bathroom and I thought I could make it and I didn't make it, but no one knew. I just quietly brought my backpack into the bathroom with me at change because I had all my clothes. So I just changed, never told a soul. And that's kind of
You were walking with people?
I was walking with people.
How long were you walking with?
I probably had like 15 long? Minutes. I was walking with people. You know, maybe they did know.
They knew.
But they didn't know it was me. Hopefully.
Wait, were you like talking with people?
I don't remember now. I don't think so. Maybe I was like closer than 15 minutes, but I blocked a lot of it out. Real quiet.
You know how you can tell when a baby is pooping? You think they're like,
no, I didn't look like a baby shitting.
I was a grown woman. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Was that like a family trip?
Yeah, it was a family. It was like me and my family and like a few other families.
Oh my God. Steve, other families. And me real quick, I just ate a bunch of Taco Bell and decided to go on a run. Big mistake. Huge.
So where did it happen?
I was in the middle of the run. I was about to cross the bridge and I was like in Texas. It was super hot. And I just was like, you got to stop running almost right now. You've got to stop. I just stopped and I was like, I know that there's like a recreational area. There's an outdoor bathroom situation. I can make it. And I walked the slowest I've ever walked. Every step I took, I was like the Little Mermaid, the old story where she has like glass in her feet, you know, and every step is painful. That was me about to shit myself. And then I was so close. And then a bunch of people left the tennis courts and it just happened. And I just had to like hold my shorts. I just had to hold my shorts together and run into the bathroom. I left the sock, but I did have to, I had to get creative about how to get home.
Wait a minute. What was this detail about everyone left the tennis courts?
Well, I was about to enter the recreational, like there was like an outside like park area. I was like running by a park and I was like, I'll be fine. I know there's a bathroom there. And then like perfect timing, a bunch of people were like finishing up a game, a match, if you will. And like, I was like, just get to the bathroom. And then they probably saw everything. no question asked. So.
For a second, I thought it was like you were describing a memory, like, I don't know.
Like all like, of a sudden another memory.
This was the day I got shot. I looked into the sky and I saw a flock of robins.
I looked into the sky and I saw the robins and I thought, I never knew they were so
rare. mine was also quite public, but quite. Never pooped my pants, but I have peed many times. Many times. So, mine was in college, you know, we're out, we're drinking, and then I insist upon going into the Dairy Queen so I can try to pee, but guess what, the bathrooms were locked.
No.
And all of a sudden it just right there in the middle of the Dairy Queen. My boots were soaked. And there was a guy in my history class who was also in the Dairy Queen.
No.
And I'm pretty sure he saw it, but we just never spoke of it. And that was it.
There's always
nice of him.
Always a guy in your history class up there. Oh, I mean, like he's always there.
He's always there.
Oh.
And again, these are stories about.
Do you ever see him again?
Right.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, no, I never saw him again. Good class.
So then you told all these stories to each other and then had to go perform?
Yeah, just crying. I think I was crying the whole time.
I was crying. I start crying when Anisha talks about running up the stairs, falling and shitting herself.
And you know, my friend downstairs heard me fall and shit myself. She's like, Shannon heard me. She heard me falling.
Shannon heard.
Well.
Shannon. Oh my God. Wow. It does. It makes me cry.
You just have to be. You have to be humble at that point. There's nothing you can hide anymore.
And what I have to say is, you guys, one day it's going to happen to you. Like, it's going to, it's not a question of when or where. It's just a matter of days, honestly.
It's going to happen.
You think I don't know that? You mean again?
You got another thing coming.
It's like an awful diet and terrible habits. And I've been there.
Yeah.
plenty of times. Jake, have you?
Quiet? Yeah, Jake,
you're very quiet.
Jake's like, all the time.
All the time. I mean, I vividly remember like pooping my pants a little bit in Vegas, but that wasn't. It
but
wasn't.
That was last week.
There was like a like it wasn't like a. Yeah, I just like sharted and then I went to the bathroom and was like, oh no. And then like, it wasn't that bad. The worst I remember is I was in Palm Springs with my family and my cousins and I like took a walk around, like we did like a timeshare or something. And we were like walking around and I had to pee so bad and we were so far from, I had no idea how long it would take to get back. And it was just like a residential neighborhood. And my cousins are a little older than me. And so I didn't feel comfortable telling them. So I was like making up weird excuses to like run ahead or whatever. I think I was like, did anybody see that? Oh, I'm going to run.
Anyone see that?
And then I just gave up and pissed my shorts. But they were dark enough that I don't think anybody noticed. But I do remember on the walk back, people were like, I know they didn't notice because they wouldn't have been like, it smells like a wet dog. And I was like, yeah, that's weird. And then they're like, yeah, it's so weird. That smell like has been following us. I was like, yeah. And I got home and I changed shorts And I remember coming out and being like, does it still smell like a wet dog? And they're like, what? No. Why? They're like, I don't think it would be one of us.
Totally. So,
Either they were being very kind. I don't know what their agenda was, but I couldn't have given them more reasons to alert to me. changing my outfit and asking if it still smells.
Just a giveaway. So bold.
Oh, I still think about that when I go on walks. I'm like, I wonder, like, I hope I don't have to pee. Now I would just
pee in a.
Yeah, it's the easiest thing ever.
Yeah. You know, there's video, not to go too far back, but, you know, there's like videos on YouTube of people like peeing themselves like in nice shoes. Like, that's a.
Is that a fetish?
What? No, it's not.
That could have been me. My shoes were nice.
Yeah. That guy in history class got it all, girl.
Yeah.
He came awake that day.
I'll look it up later.
Yeah.
What is that? Peeing on nice
like,
shoes.
Oh, look at, like, they not peeing on, they like pee their pants and it like trickles into the jaws.
How do you know?
I was great cue.
I vividly remember listening to it on a podcast because they were like talking about like, sure. Yeah, you know, like there's also people who like sneeze on YouTube, like that's a thing.
Boy.
What?
Do we think it's true that if you sneeze 8 times in a row, you have an orgasm? Because that was
okay.
Told me that in high school.
I have allergies, and I can tell you. No.
Okay, good to know. Good
it
to
only
know.
Takes me good 3. I'm talking real shit. Anisha, could you step into the old coach's office for a second?
Yeah. Hey, coach.
Look,
that was a great game, right?
Great game. We're so happy to have you.
Thank God.
We just think you're an excellent addition to the basketball team. This is a little awkward, but some of the other players said that like you did a little team bonding. You were the only one who didn't have a story about pooping your pants. So the team would like you to sort of publicly poop your pants. Otherwise, we're going to have to trade you. Because they don't feel like they can trust you because they were open and vulnerable about a poopy the pants story. And apparently you've always made it to the restroom on time and they just don't know that they can pass the ball to you or so
they can't trust me because
they can't trust you. Yeah.
Haven't shit in public. Listen, coach, I came to this team because I knew you guys were struggling and there are a lot of other teams that need me. I don't have to stay here, but I stay here for you, coach. Okay.
I appreciate that, but I need team bonding. So I don't know. I can help you with it if you want.
What do you mean? What do you mean help me? I'm not going to shit in public. I can't.
Knock, knock, knock. Hey, coach.
Yes. Yeah.
Hey, sorry. Oh, Anisha, are you having the conversation?
I'm having the conversation.
Okay. Yeah. Well, God. Okay. I didn't want to say this in front of Anisha, but there's a really great guy on the Lakers who just told me about shitting his pants in a Dairy Queen. And I just think we should check him out. I think there's some tape on him.
That's pretty great. This is the great WNBA, but if he wants to come and play.
He wants to play for the, well, look.
Listen.
Him implicitly. I just want you to know. I
trust him too. Pooping your pants over.
To let you know.
Gender, absolutely.
I'm sorry. Can I just ask, what would losing control like that give you to? What would, humiliating myself in public do for you guys? You know I can shoot hoops better than any any other bro in the league.
Nobody's disputing that, but you know, it's kind of, you have something on all the team members. Okay. They all poop their pants and they kind of feel like you're riding a high horse because you haven't pooped your pants. I got a guy who runs a horseback ranch. Oh, he can get you up on a horse all day. A little cold kind of brew in the morning.
Yeah. What do you mean? So I sit on the horse all day. I get knocked around a bit and then I shit my pants on the horse. Is that what you want?
I'm just very vulnerable. Spitballing. Yes.
Knock, knock, knock. Hey, Coach Terps up.
Oh my God.
What's up?
Terps up, Cecily.
Hey, I just want to say I brought some X-Lax if we are looking to like really speed up the old team bonding. I don't want to trade you, Anisha. I don't want to trade you.
I can be vulnerable in other ways. I did some really bad stuff to a kid in high school.
What?
I can tell that story.
Well, now you have to, because I have a lot of questions.
No, I don't want to have to, like, you know, reveal myself for you guys to trust me, okay?
Well, what was the field it was in? What was the bullying?
Yeah, what kind of bad stuff?
What kind of bad?
Just a toilet play.
Okay.
Play. Right. I don't like the word play.
I don't like the word toilet.
And kid.
Well,
classic noogies. You know, the
noogies.
Shoving them in the lockers. Classic stuff. But I didn't, you know, it's vulnerable for me to say that. I think even more vulnerable than defecating myself in public.
Wait, I got to clarify. So, dude, you're saying it's like, I don't know, it's vulnerable of you to be a bully to someone? That kind of sucks.
It hurt me as much as it hurt him.
Knock, knock, knock.
Anisha, hang 10. It's your fellow teammate, Maddie. Could you meet you in the court in a second?
You want me to meet you in the court?
Yeah, on the court, on the basketball court.
Why?
Well, Coach, hope you don't mind me stepping in here, but...
Sure, no, open door policy. Everybody's been talking,
I really love the
open door. We love that about you, Coach.
I mean, it's just that, like, hey, we're all really tight here in the WNBA.
Yeah.
We didn't trust you because you hadn't shit yourself. But the fact that someone from the Lakers might jump in here and steal our thunder like they've stolen everything else from us, I want to help you poop.
I want to help. Fine.
We see a custodian in the corner by the whiteboard where the coach draws up plays. Oh, sorry. Sorry, girls. I didn't mean to, but I just pooped all over the place over here. I'm a custodian. I can clean it up.
Oh, wait a second. Wet dog in here?
It was me.
I tossed the custodian a basketball.
it goes off her hands and right into a hoop.
Oh my God.
I'm just a lowly custodian. I don't want to walk onto the sparks or whatever.
You're not going to walk onto the sparks. You're not going to steal my spot. I'm going to shit right here. I have had terrible constipation for the last week. Maybe that's why I haven't been able to show up for you guys, okay? We're not going to let this dumb custodian take my spot.
But Coach, did you just see that custodian?
I did. Pretty good.
I mean...
Oh.
Custodian does it again.
Honestly, the custodian is a little too into it. The idea was to be vulnerable. And the custodian...
Come on. This is how it works.
Anisha, did you pop a blood vessel in your eye?
Yeah.
My name's Tootie.
Tootie. You know, I love the gusto, Tootie, but it doesn't really help if you're flaunting it.
In my mind's eye, all the members of the Sparks appreciate my hard shits, and then they come and put their jerseys on your desk, and they won't play until Tootie gets a chance to play.
Tootie gets a situation
with the Tootie. Okay.
You keep shitting. It's Tootie, worrying.
It's not that we're into the shit. It's that we're being vulnerable about the shit, and that's something that I'm like, does anyone want any Tang? By the way, I brought Tang.
Tang?
Yeah, Tang. I thought we could have drink some Tang.
That's How a great, old is it?
Been around.
That's a great idea. The NBA has Gatorade. The WNBA has Tang.
It's so nice to be hiking with my whole family and my friend's family. What a gift.
What a gift.
What a gift.
I can't get over. I'm sorry. I know I'm always, you know, being annoying, but it smells like jam. Anyone else smell? Strawberry jam. It's just, I'm sensitive. My nose, you know, we all know. I have those reactions. So anyone know what that could be?
No, let's keep walking. Walk we will.
Yes, walk we will. Let's keep walking.
just our families. It's so nice to. Did anyone mention
so nice.
How nice that their families are able to walk together?
It's very nice.
It is. And, you know, we're all the same, like, athletic ability. It just feels like we're all. I do smell jam now that I actually think about it. I thought it was just kind of nature, but it's like pretty clearly like. Preservative, like grocery store jam.
Yeah. Jamie, like an apricot? Is anyone getting apricot?
I don't think so.
No, definitely not.
No?
You guys don't smell it?
Definitely not.
The rest of us are smelling something. Maybe there's a fresh tree of berries or something.
Oh.
Maybe there's shut the fuck up, Cecily.
Whoa.
Well, all this talk about jam and apricots, it's just like, will you give it up already?
Yeah.
No one knows what you're talking about. No one put apricot jam on themselves and went and played jammy jams in the adults.
Oh my god.
Okay? There's no reason. No one did anything like that.
Clearly nobody watched anybody put jam on themselves and do jammy jams in the adult tent and then went in there and used what was left of the jam to do a little jam. Okay.
No one did it.
Can I just ask my dear beloved brothers, what is jammy jam?
Oh my god. Why do you keep bringing it up? Oh my god.
We are not going to yell on this mountaintop. I asked for one thing and one thing only, and that is not to fight.
I would
That's what I wanted.
Maybe a sidebar with my beautiful daughters, Cecily and Katie.
Hello.
Okay, yeah.
Mom.
Just here, we'll step aside. Okay.
Hey, Mom. Why didn't you invite Anisha, Jake, and Josh's mom? Why is it just you and the kids?
Listen, they're going through a hard time at home. Their dad is, he died in the war. And they...
The war?
Kids yet.
No one taught us about the war in school, Mom.
There's always a war going on.
Okay, well, what did you want to tell us?
Yeah.
I just wanted to say, I know we're two different families on this hike together, but... I think the boys are taking their dad's death that they don't know about pretty hard.
Uh-huh.
So let's just pretend that it's just jam we smell and that's nothing to do with them, okay?
What? I think we could stop talking about jam over there and which one of the brothers did a little Jimmy Jam and which one tried to figure out what it was based on the noises he heard and what was left of the jam in the tent.
Jacob, yeah. Nothing.
Let's.
I don't think we need to point fingers at which brother was which.
I just want to know what a Jimmy Jam is. That's all I have. Jimmy
I
Jam.
Would like to too. As far as I can tell.
Listen, anyone have a definition of what a Jimmy Jam is?
It's not rubbing it on a squirrel and then trying to chase that squirrel around in your underpants because there's not enough jam for that. So I can rule that out what a Jimmy Jam is. No one did it.
So let's drop it. If you even look it up in the dictionary, it's no such thing. Let's walk as a family.
Okay, let's just walk.
Okay, that's cool. Hey, Josh, can I talk to you for a second?
Oh my god, we're trying to walk.
I'm just talking to him as we walk, okay? Josh, can I talk to you?
Barely even left the trailhead.
I'm a Pisces. I'm going to get into the root of it. Josh, can I just... Hey.
I'm just going to hang back and listen if that's okay.
As long as you're holding
just
my
stand
hand.
Here and make sure you don't talk about what a Jimmy Jam is.
Okay. Jake,
I'm going to supervise because I'm the only adult
here.
Mom, you're not. Clearly, you don't have a grip, and I'm going to do what I need to do, which is...
Kathy needed a break. I wanted to help her.
Josh, grief takes on many different forms. And when your dad died, your dead dad...
My dad didn't die. What are you talking about?
Oh, Mom.
My dad didn't die.
Mom, I did it. I did it immediately.
I'm going to tell
you. I didn't mean to... I guess it's up to you now, Mom, to tell them.
You see them quickly set up an adult tent. Quickly putting it up with their poles. They go inside. You just see like a cartoon clanging. Fight happening inside. Just like feet prints and fist prints hitting every wall and ceiling. Oh, gung, 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 gung.
Why is there a Tasmanian devil tornado around their tent?
They pack up. Let's hike. Roll up the tent. Hey, look at it. I think raspberry? I see it.
What?
Sorry.
Who cares?
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said it.
Who cares about jam anymore? It doesn't even exist anymore. Okay?
It doesn't exist anymore.
What did you see? Were you going to say you saw something? Josh, were you going to say that you saw something? I interrupted when I talked about raspberries.
I was going to say I saw an oriole. Do you see the oriole sitting up on the tree over there?
Yeah, I see it.
It's beautiful.
That's a nice oriole.
It's a good oriole.
It is.
Should we play?
Sorry, I'm just getting really powerful. Oh, it's like fermented fruit?
Okay, Cecily, Katie, we know what they did in that.
Okay.
Well, somebody should explain it to me because I don't know what I was doing in there.
All I know is we're going through a lot, okay? We don't know what happened to our father. Can you just let it be?
You know, sometimes I call my pajamas my Jimmy Jams.
Yeah, normal.
If that helps anyone sort of explain what's happening.
Okay, fine, I'll tell you what happened. We got a bunch of toilet paper in there and we wrapped it around a tree and then a squirrel came in covered in jam. He climbed up the tree. We all got naked. It wasn't sexual. We ran around that tree, wrapped that jam around us. There wasn't enough jam left for the squirrel. We went into the bedrooms covered in jam, swirled around a little bit, came back out and it was fine.
Anisha, I didn't know you were part of this.
The whole time.
You don't smell like jam at all.
No.
There wasn't enough left.
Okay. Is this the ER? We got an emergency. My wife, she fell down the stairs and shit her pants and then got run over by a clown, by an ice cream truck. I know it's a lot to happen at one time, but I promise it all happened.
I'm sorry, were you about to say by a clown?
The clown was before that. I'm sorry. The clown was earlier.
I'm sorry.
Please
I
need to help know me.
Ma'am, please.
She fell down the stairs. She pooped her pants. She got run over by an ice cream truck, and then a clown made it a part of his YouTube video.
You said the clown was before and after?
I don't have time. I can obviously see she's very hurt. The clown started the video before and then did the sign off at the end. But I think the clown was a little upset at my wife because my wife upstaged it with the goofiness. She pooped her pants and fell down the stairs.
Excuse me, I have a real emergency here. I don't. Can we go ahead of you? Okay.
Oh, I don't think it.
So. Oh, I think so. Okay.
My Dr. wife. Dr. Jagannathan, you take the woman, get all the details so you properly treat.
No, we need to go first.
Okay.
Wife, my wife queefed and scared a goose, and that goose bit me on the butt, and then I peed a little, and it got into my guinea pig's eye. So all three of us are very injured. Okay.
Wait, sounds like a classic lazy Sunday to me.
Okay, you have to tell them I queefed. Okay. You left the queefing out of the story.
No, it's fine. All the details are necessary.
The details.
I guess we'll go with who's bleeding. Anyone bleeding from any of this? Which one of you are bleeding?
Honey, when you queefed, did it bleed a little?
Oh my God! Stop telling them I queefed!
My butt is bleeding from the goose bite. And okay.
the guinea pig is his little eye is swollen.
You're being hysterical.
That would be for a vet. Yeah. But the rest checks out. Ma'am, you got run over by an ice cream truck. Are you bleeding?
I mean, perhaps internally. I haven't checked the stool yet. I did shit myself. I think my husband made that clear. I don't know if it's, I don't know what it looks like. There could be blood there.
I'll wheel you to unit two. All right. You will to unit one. Okay.
Oh my God.
Is she getting to go first because she has loose stool? Because I can get us to the front of the line.
No, honey, we're really not that badly injured. Okay. You got scared because a woman queefed on you for the first time. Okay.
Yeah.
Calm down.
Wait a second. You queefed on him?
Well, another lazy Sunday.
Yes, that woman was right. It started as a lazy Sunday.
If I brought my wife in here every time she queefed and startled a goose, I'd be in here every day.
We'd have a punch card. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, for the goose. We square the goose legit 10 times to get a free scare out of the goose. We're not trying to come in here and abuse the system, all right? We can handle. We have. There's websites for that. You can just look it up and learn how to deal with
the goose. Bit me on the butt. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds like a walk in the park.
You need to.
I was bit on the butt.
You're both going to get taken into separate rooms to be treated.
No one's going first. No one's going last. You're both going to be treated with equal amount of.
I should be going first.
I don't know. I think I should be going first.
Honey, we're really okay. We're fine. You got bit on the butt by a goose, okay?
Yeah.
And this woman got hit by an ice cream truck after she shit herself in front of everyone on the street. So
I was humiliated by a clown.
And a clown! Yeah. I think we're okay. You go first.
Last fall, mm-hmm. Just for the record, after my wife squeaked and startled a whole flock of geese.
A gaggle.
I got carried down. I got picked up by that flock of geese and carried down to Mexico.
Entangled
in a whole thing.
That sounds like it happened last year. So I don't know what that has to do with anything.
I didn't see him for 11 months. So excuse you, sir. This,
but my penis is caught in a Chinese finger trap. And on the other end is a possum.
So, why did you have to tell them that? Why did you have to tell them that?
Because I'm trying to get us seen, honey. Okay.
I didn't realize it was your birthday.
Dr. Dragonauts, what did you have to say?
Oh, I'm just a little kid that walked in. My name is Samantha.
Another baby.
Yes, honey.
And my wrist hurts, and I think it might be broken. Is there a way I could get seen?
Oh my God! You're
absolutely not. Are you kidding me, Josh? You tell her what happened to me.
What?
Stairs. Poop in the pants. Ice cream truck.
Stop talking to me, stranger.
I just want to say that this kid doesn't deserve anything, okay? And I'm even being like, you know, we were just having a birthday kind of thing. You know how couples are. This kid, it seems like she's fine. Are you faking it?
No, it hurts really bad. I just, you know, I could hop in line if that
was
would help.
Was it the gust from a queef that snapped that wrist?
Don't bring up a queef.
What's a queef? Mr.
Okay.
It's perfectly natural, but sometimes it sounds different than a fart and will startle live animals.
No, I just fell off my bike. I was wondering if I could just get seen, you know, pretty quickly. It's starting to hurt.
Wait, can I see something really quick? Phew, I put my hand through her head because she's a ghost kid. Oh my God!
Oh my God! You're trying to take up time in my ER and you're a ghost?
Okay, fine. I died in the Civil War because I sklooched on my husband and then he took my hand, broke it in half, but I still look like a 12-year-old because ghost age is different. So can I please get seen?
No!
You what on your husband?
Scrooged! Maybe present days don't know what that means, but that's a little Civil War term for sclodging, okay?
I've heard of that. She sneezed 8 times and came on her husband.
let's get back to the meat part of the podcast where our guests share a story. I'm told we have, I don't even want to spoil it. So
okay.
We have a brand new story, maybe not about pooping pants, but you know, it can be if you want it to be. So whatever you want to do.
Sure.
Set the stage for us.
Well, the year is, I want to say 2008. And I am in Central Oregon. That's where I grew up. I'm Maddie Dunkelberg. It's a little bit rural in some parts. So there's a big corn maze that you go to every year, pumpkin patch, corn maze, you know, the works. And I think it was probably like I was 14. I was with my friends and we were roaming throughout the corn maze by ourselves, no parents. Very exciting.
Okay.
I was a very, very pure child and I didn't do anything wrong. So when we started cutting through the corn, you know, instead of following the path, it felt very exhilarating to me. And at one point I found a stalk of corn, you know, full tall stalk of corn on the ground. I picked it up and was like, you can't see what I'm doing, but like a majorette, I was pumping it in the air with my arm, like, so you could see it from anywhere outside of the corn maze. But ultimately our goal was to get to the middle of the corn maze where there was a treasure chest. And so we were, you know, cutting through the corn, whatever. And then this weird, like probably man in his 30s, but to us he seemed old, was walking around, and then he was like, where are you guys going? And we were like, no, we're just trying to get to the center. And he was like, And then he kept following us, and we're like, okay, this is weird. So then we cut through the corn again to get away from him. We're like, we still have to find the treasure, but let's get there faster. And then ultimately he caught up with us and he was like, you girls have been in the northwest corner, the northeast corner, the southeast corner, and the southwest corner of this corn maze. And that is not normal corn maze behavior. I just know you're running around and I saw you with the corn stalk. I saw you cutting between corn and I'm going to follow you out to make sure that you leave. By the way, the treasure was just, leaves in a box. And then, so we were like trying to get out, but then we left
in a box.
It was just like a box that had been left outside
Oregon.
Yeah. So we were trying to escape, but we got lost cause it is a maze and he was mad that we weren't getting out of the maze fast enough, but we were lost in the maze. And then at one point he was like, I'm going to go get my chainsaw and I'm gonna get on my tractor and I'm gonna make sure you girls get out of here. And we were like terrified, and I should also mention he was swearing at us, which at the time we felt was very extreme because we were 14 pure babies. And we kept hearing a sound in the distance and thinking it was him with his chainsaw coming for us. But it wasn't. I think he just like went back to his office. We escaped the corn maze. We ran to our moms and we were like, this man was following us. He dropped the F-bomb. He said he had a chainsaw. And then my parents were like, oh my God. And then they told the manager, and the manager was like, oh yeah, we get a lot of complaints about that guy. And that's how it ended.
What?
That was it?
Did he work there?
Yeah.
He worked there? Was he like supposed to be scary? Was he like a scary
person? Was it like a haunted corn?
I think he took his job too seriously.
Holy
and
plus, shit.
Maybe shouldn't have been working at a children's pumpkin.
His job of making sure people appropriately use the maze?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he lost his mind in the maze.
He was a maze man.
Maze man. That is terrifying. That's like a real life, like people like pay money to go to like trails, haunted trails, and like there's always a guy at the end with a chainsaw. So that's like you did that in real life.
And one of my theories, because I think they did do nights where they did that, so I feel like maybe this guy got too into it and then just started doing it in the day.
But he got confused. He dropped into character, method acting.
You know, that's why I do feel like haunted houses in like you know, where I grew up, which is like rural Washington, are way scarier than like haunted houses in LA, because haunted houses in LA are like, oh, it's like an actor who's busy. But like in Washington, it was like the weird kid from your high school is in the haunted house and gonna like
touch you.
And he's mad and he has something to prove.
Yeah.
A real chainsaw that he has.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh my God.
That actually is so crazy.
Maddie, that's something else. I'm sorry for your trauma.
Actually, I didn't realize how traumatic it sounds until because we used to laugh and laugh. There's not a lot to do in Oregon.
Oh, it's a treasure chest full of leaves.
We didn't have a mall. No mall.
You didn't have a mall?
No.
Right, just go to a cornfield.
Yeah. Did you have a phone?
Yes, we had phones.
Okay, well, you said you didn't have a mall. Maybe you didn't have phones.
Strip malls. We had the Wagner Mall, and we had the Old Mill, and we
Old Mill
had
that was the lasting mall.
Oh. And American Eagle. We would just go to American Eagle, and then Bath and Body Works, and then Victoria's Secret, and then our parents would pick us up again.
Fuck yeah.
That's sexy. A sexy day out. Bath and Body Works and Victoria's Secret.
Mm. Yeah, we just got the lip gloss there.
Oh.
Okay, but that's right. You guys were good girls. You weren't trying to buy a song or anything.
Yeah, we
like
probably
some of us were.
Okay.
Thank you, Maddie.
Did you ever go back to that place?
Yeah, every year. No, I think maybe hopefully after a number of complaints he did get fired, but they also probably were like, who else is going to work at this corn maze in Terrebonne, Oregon?
Yeah. Also, what does it mean to work at that? Like, you pretty much make the maze and that's it, right?
I guess, like, take a booth. There's a little.
Yeah. He's just doing extra.
Seems like he's guarding the maze. Yeah, he was put there.
You know what? I bet it was
a minotaur.
You ever
worked in like a coffee shop and you have that one employee who's like, they're useless. So you're just like, can you go clean the tables or something? Mm-hmm. Maybe they did that with
him. Well, they're always telling me to clean the tables.
Well, they don't say that to the useless employees. They say that to the ones who are really good.
Marcy May, come over here. I have to tell you a secret.
What year is it?
Marcy and May. I said Marcy and May.
Yes?
Okay, well, I have to tell you a secret. Promise not to tell parents.
Oh, tell us the secret. But I don't know if I can keep it from Mama and Papa.
Well, you have to, because I met a man in the corn maze.
You met a man in the corn maze?
Yes, he called himself the Prince of Darkness, and he said that he was going to give me everything I wanted as long as I came along with him. Do you think it's a good idea, yes or no?
Oh, Margaret, I don't know. It sounds kind of spooky, scary to me, and I don't know if I would even go back. No.
The Prince of Darkness in the corn maze? Margaret, you must be on one of your spells again.
You think you got your period?
Have you had your first blood?
I haven't had my first blood yet. It's not that. My first blood only comes on a full moon. All right? What I'm trying to tell you is, this is not my fainting spell. This is a real man I saw.
A real man. Okay.
Yeah, do you want me
the
to
Prince of Darkness.
Should I take you to him? He says he'd love to meet my family.
I'm a little scared, but I have really nothing else to do, so sure.
I'm not decent at all for it, but I guess...
Oh, please, May. You look beautiful.
You're the most beautiful of all of us.
You have that hair.
Oh, stop.
You won the county pageant. Come on, May.
That was before the horse kicked me.
Oh, no one even realizes your face, though.
No one sees
it. You mean it?
Yeah.
We mean it.
They won't notice my face.
No.
Not at all. We should meet
Okay, if you insist.
Cut to the Prince of Darkness. Gah!
Hey!
What's that?
Oh, no.
He noticed my face.
No, he was pointing at the corn.
He did.
No, he was pointing at the corn. He was pointing.
No.
No, he looked right at me.
What's that thing?
Hey, no. No.
What are you, it's my... He's touching, he's looking under my hat.
Okay, Mr. Prince of Darkness, excuse me.
Her brain
me.
Is sticking out.
Okay, Mr. He won the county pageant. You're talking to Mrs. Pageant winner. Town decided.
You know what? I think it's best if we just go our separate ways.
No, Prince of Darkness, hold on.
Okay.
Come back, wait.
What?
Oh, this is Rich.
Well, let's just talk it out, okay? I thought we had a deal. I thought you wanted to meet my family and then you would take me out of here, okay? Don't let May's horse face, you know, deter you.
I was kicked by a horse.
A horse kicked face, not a horse's face, Anita. Margaret.
Yeah, I'd take a horse face, but that
your eyes are made of fire and you're not and your body's translucent.
Yes.
Who are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, who are you to judge?
And I was going to seduce all three of you and impregnate you with my child, a la Witches of Eastwick. But I think I'm going to leave. I start closing my van door.
Hey. I'm just the Earl of Darkness, but I am not picky. Just saying.
Yeah. So, knock yourself out, Earl. I mean, that one right there will fit your wheelbarrow, no problem.
Hey!
Earl sort of has a list.
Clump, 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 clump.
Who the heck are you?
Did somebody say horse face?
That's a horse.
Oh, yeah. Actually, they were talking about a horse kicked face.
No, well, I'm a woman with a woman's body, but a horse's face and hooves. I wish someone would marry me.
Say I mean, no like more. I said, I'm not picky. Aw, damn it.
Princess. Can we just regroup here? Can we regroup?
What about me?
I just got to shut up, Marcy, okay? Shut up. Go turn some butter or something.
Oh, my God.
I was promised to be taken away to the big city where I could get impregnated. And then horse face Marcy and real horse face got in the way. And I do not want to settle with Earl. Do you take me? Or
what
I
the heck?
Earl, you can go with the Earl. Go with the Earl.
I don't want to go with
Earl. I'll take anyone at this point.
Wait, I don't. Earl, can you even get us into the club?
Oh, yeah, that's our whole deal is sort of impregnating mortals, and that's kind of the vibe. I'm not really hitting a lot of clubs, necessarily.
Oh. So you couldn't get into one?
I mean, I could try.
No.
We cut back to my character in her bedroom. My mom knocks on the door.
May, can I come in?
You don't want to come in here. Not even the Prince of Darkness wants to give me a demon spawn.
May, your sisters want to talk to you. Just come, let them talk to you.
I guess if they want, but they probably would rather talk to someone. They probably want to actually talk to an actual horse.
No, they don't want to talk to an actual horse. Baby, sweet girl, you're so beautiful. When your brains fall out like that, do you know what the mayor said to me?
The mayor noticed?
The mayor said you had some good-looking brains. That's nothing to be ashamed about. Now let your sisters come in and talk to you.
Hello, okay. Hello.
Hello.
Ah, sorry.
Wow.
Sorry. It takes some getting used to is all.
It just feels like it's getting worse, but it's okay.
I'm here to tell you, as your older, hotter sister, things will get better.
Mm. For you?
Yes.
Marcy. No, we came to tell you that the Prince of Darkness, he wanted to talk to you.
What?
No, he didn't. You're lying.
I didn't even want to tell you. I was super jealous. But yeah, no, he really wants to talk. Like, he really, like, listen to me. He, like, really wants to talk.
He really wants to talk to you.
And you promise you're not just going to blow a leaf blower into a bathrobe and and make a scary voice?
Never again.
Oh, no, we won't do it even no more. No more.
No more.
Okay, I guess I'll talk to him for a little bit.
All right. We'll cut to outside and the prince is there.
Jesus Christ, it's the middle of the day.
Hello.
So we were hoping we could work out a deal. We'll sacrifice our horse face sister and you take us to the city, to the clubs. Yeah. Doesn't that sound like a deal?
We thought you would be, you thought about her and now you're into her. It's one of those, like, you met her at the party, Mr. Darcy, Elizabeth. You're like, ah, oh, I can't stand her. But then
I mean, I couldn't get her face out of my head. I had nightmares. Which, well, the Prince of Darkness is, I didn't even know what a nightmare was.
That's so romantic.
Tough to unnerve me.
Sounds so like what do you ready. Think? What do you think?
You see my character takes her glasses off.
Hey, hey.
You see her Who's brain that?
Part of your my brain. My brain fell over my ears.
Hey, hey. What do we have here?
What do you mean you want me to wash the tables? I already cleaned the tables.
Well, you're gonna wash them again, dirty boy, because that's my kink. I'm sorry, I can't do this anymore.
Holy.
I'm sorry. I know we wanted to spice things up, but I just want a divorce. I just want a divorce.
If we're not going to try, then we're not going to make it.
I can't try again. It's like every time I try to
go into a restaurant. We go into a restaurant. You badge me like I'm a useless employee. Although you think it's a useful employee, I don't get that.
And then we go to the kitchen, you clean some tables. I know, but it's just not working for me anymore. And we keep getting caught. That's not exciting.
Well, what is it?
I mean, I've been kind of asking you to, like, you know, sign the papers. It's not like I'm trying to make this work, but I don't know. You seemed enthusiastic about the cleaning table, so I thought we should give it a try, but I'll try
anything. You just want the divorce. You don't want to try any role playing. It wouldn't help to go in a bakery or something and fumble flour all over myself. And then you act like you're the cranky French chef. And then you scold me in front of the others that embarrass me. And then
Yes, I'll try that.
We cut to a bank. Do you want to take out a loan to open a little French base? French bakery.
I want to take out a loan to save my marriage. But yes, I'm doing it via French bakery.
Have you had any experience?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
This is a lot of money that you're going to be, you're going to go pretty far in debt. If your heart isn't in baking, I can tell you, I've seen this happen 100 times before.
Well, my heart wasn't in opening that Asian fusion restaurant, but I did that.
Okay.
I had that running for, almost 6 months.
Look, okay.
That restaurant. Katie, can I talk to you about teriyaki?
Oh, what's
yikes.
Up?
Yikes.
Thank you for saying something. I think our bosses are, like, a little distracted.
What'd
you say?
Wait, are you hearing, like, screaming and cries of almost passion but not completed?
Yeah,
and you just make really. You better get your little leather bottom up to the kitchen. And okay, you better make some good wok noodles. You hear me?
I got know. You. Yes, ma'am.
I don't know. That's, this is not working.
You didn't even try.
I was
boss.
Yeah.
Am I doing something bad? Every time I cook wok noodles, you have Josh re-cook them. Am I doing a bad job?
No, chef. You're not doing a bad job. We're working on our marriage, and it's kind of, you know, going on some detours. So if I remake the wok noodles, it has nothing to do with you.
Okay.
And everything to do with my sexual desires.
Hey, by the way, which one of my employees here took a picture of our teriyaki and put it on Teriyakipedia?
What the heck?
What? Huh?
It's not sexual for me. I just, like, it's not sexual at all.
Doesn't seem like it.
Why'd you do it?
It's not sexual. That's all I'm going to say. But I'm starting to feel like it's sexual when you make me wash the tables.
Well, it looks like you're scrooging in your fancy shoes right now. So I don't know.
That's where I threw my galoshes. Thank you for letting me borrow them.
I'm going to tell everyone in history class about this restaurant when I get
We cut to like one of those consignment stores where Katie's trying to sell her galoshes.
So I just want to see what I can get for these galoshes.
Okay.
They've been Scrooged in. Oh, go ahead.
No. It takes two people to go through these clothes. Your question, go ahead.
Have these been Scrooged in?
Well, you know, I don't know what you mean by scrooging. I don't know what that is. I've never heard of that
before. That's when you wear the boots and then you shame a poor child.
I don't know how that pertains to what price they would be or if you would take them.
Well, no one wants to wear a Scrooge shoe. I that's definitely a major tenet of our business.
Look, I might have, it's not sexual. I might have Scrooged one or two times in these shoes.
I'm sorry, ma'am. We can't refund galoshes.
What? Are you serious?
It's right on the sign behind me. No Scrooged shoes.
That's what you get for trying to be honest and open with people, I guess.
We appreciate that, right? We appreciate that.
Now, these shorts, have they been shit in?
Yeah, actually, while I was in history class, yes, they were shit in.
We will put those in the emotional vulnerable section.
Thank you. I'm just trying to make a single dollar here.
Yeah, God, these fly off the shelves.
You will make a lower consignment fee on that, but it means more.
Yeah.
Just know that.
Hey, you guys got any of those shit shorts? I got $1 million here. Oh, any shit shorts left?
This is our year, baby. This is our year. We're going to sell so many shit shorts.
Yes. We cut back to the WNBA team.
Hey.
Well, look who's back. Anisha.
Yeah, and guess what? This time I shit my pants.
Those look like thrift store shit shorts.
Yeah.
No, they're my shit shorts. And I can tell you exactly when and where and how I did it.
Meanwhile, we see Tootie on the floor with five other people just beating her mercilessly at basketball.
Tootie.
All right. Thank you so much for being on the meet. That was a blast.
That
we got
so
all the
fun.
Bodily fluids in that one, I think. Biddy Shram. Let's go around and everyone share something they'd like to promote. Could be socials, could be whatever you like, whatever you want to tell our audience about. Why don't we start with you, Anisha?
Oh, wow. So much to promote. Twitter, NatureGirl44 is my handle. I don't tweet well. Instagram, Anisha Sprinkles, usually where I post shows and such. And then, of course, there's AnishaJag.com. It's my website. You'll find my reels and videos. Other than that, 1511 Echo Park Avenue, Apartment D.
What the hell?
Come over, have a good time.
No!
I used to live by that.
You did?
It's very funny.
Well, it's a great spot. Hey, just come over, I'll give you some wine. We'll dance.
We'll dance.
A little bit of COVID.
Yeah, that's right. The first...
That's a very unique kind of promo. Come over to my house and dance.
Make sure you're tested negative for COVID before you come over.
First things first.
Yeah.
Cecily?
Hi, it's me, Cecily Believe Bro here. Just follow me on Instagram at Cecily Bro and just, you know, check it out. I got a website. I got a foot Wikipedia if you want to check out my feet. So they're out there for you. Thank you.
Okay, that's the first Wiki feet is the first time that's been plugged.
Happy plug.
It's me, Katie Lee Sparsoni. You can check me out online at Katie, I forgot my name, Katie Barsoni on Twitter and Instagram. You can find my writing on the New Yorker Shouts and Murmurs. Cool. You can find me outside of Jumbo's Clown Room trying to give people cookies because I have too many.
Maddie?
It's me, Madeline Rose Dunkelberg. Find me on Twitter at Maddie Rose Dunk. You can find my writing on this app. It's a romance choose your own adventure app. And you have to pay for the premium choices. So check that out. That is my job.
Oh, that's so cool.
Go, Maddie. Cool.
Yes, it that's is. Great.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for doing it. You can check out We Improv. You could watch the shows on Twitch. That's what I should have been doing. You can watch, if you enjoyed this, you can watch a bunch of teams perform. They're live Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesdays. But the videos stay up for a week, so you can check that out or take workshops at weimprov.org. That's it for me.
Great. I'm at Mr. Josh Simpson on Twitter, Josh Simpson on Instagram. That's where everything is, if you like. And the meat is on all the social media platforms. We got the TeePublic store with merchandise, and we got our patreon.com/meetimprov if you'd like to support the show and get extra stuff. That's it. Thanks for being on, Biddy Schramm, and thank you for listening. Stay safe out there.
Thanks.
We'll see you next time on The Meat.
Improv.